Kate Dempsey, why don't you give us some reflections from where you sit at Nature Conservancy?
Awesome. And the Nature Conservancy has had a lot of fun working with Commissioner and his team and with Matt Marks, who's going to be talking a lot as well. We have a lot of fun talking about culverts most days. But today we're talking about vehicle miles traveled, electrification, and thinking about funding. And as we heard from Taylor, the comments really focused on this walkable, bikeable cities, need for increased broadband, and a real concern about rural Mainers and the disconnection that we want to make sure doesn't happen. I would add that actually these three conversations this morning work really well together, and we have to think about how electrification is deployed. So I want to keep integration in this conversation, but I'm talking mostly about the transportation section. But what I really saw was interesting is that based on what the commissioner and Taylor were talking about, is that we're really at a good point for policy levers making sense. We know that policy levers, as we heard Michael talking about, can change individual behavior. And we know that people are ready to make this change, but they need the incentives to make the change to EVs, as you talked about, Commissioner. I also think there's some big opportunities for us specifically as Maine, mostly around the area of light duty passenger vehicles. And we saw from the report that electric vehicle adoption is going to be super cost effective over the long run. We've got to think about how to make sure this climate action plan supports our rural communities and making sure that the infrastructure is there for an electrical grid. The Conservancy did a poll earlier this year that oversampled in our rural Rim counties, and it really pointed to how incentives will change people's behaviors. And I would just point out to your point, Commissioner, about people buying a vehicle 10 years from now, whatever time, you know, for a certain price, used vehicles are important here in Maine. But the urgency for us to act now is on electrification of vehicles is right this moment, because roughly half the cars sold today will remain on the road in 2035. So we like our cars, we like them to stick around, so let's get them out quickly. We have talked in the working group a lot about a regional approach. We think it makes sense to work with our states in the eastern seaboard. We know that Maine's located at the tailpipe of the Northeast, and our air quality depends on what a lot of our states do, so we need to be working with them. And we also know that, as we just heard, that a huge amount of transportation emissions do come from our visitors. So let's make sure that they're helping to pay for our reductions in emissions. The report goes into many of the co-benefits of vehicle mile travel. So I would say I was pretty actually interested in scenario T3 because of that combination that really focuses on reductions of VMTs while supporting rural communities. Regardless, I think there needs to be some kind of framework for paying for transportation, and we have seen successful programs like the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Maine's a leader in our renewable portfolio standard, and we are all proud of the work that Efficiency Maine has done to get those dollars out to communities. I think we can replicate that. Given the state's budget shortfall, I think the general fund isn't a great option right now. We could continue borrowing, and we probably will, but that's been very targeted, and nice to see these partnerships. But I do think a regional approach is a real opportunity for us. That's it, David.
Thanks, Kate.